the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Brethren, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. Lord Jesus, you came to reconcile us to the Father and to one another. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You heal the wounds of our sin and division. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You intercede for us with the Father. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, who restore us to eternal life in the resurrection of Christ, grant your people constancy in faith and hope, that we may never doubt the promises of which we have learned from you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God for ever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Some Jews arrived from Antioch and Iconium and turned the people against the apostles. They stoned Paul and dragged him outside the town, thinking he was dead. The disciples came crowding round him, but as they did so, he stood up and went back to the town. The next day, he and Barnabas went off to Derbe. Having preached the good news in that town, and made a considerable number of disciples, they went back through Lystra and Iconium to Antioch. They put fresh heart into the disciples, encouraging them to persevere in the faith. "We have all to experience many hardships," they said, "before we enter the kingdom of God." In each of these churches they appointed elders, and with prayer and fasting they commended them to the Lord, in whom they had come to believe. They passed through Pisidia and reached Pamphylia. Then, after proclaiming the word at Perga, they went down to Attalia, and from there sailed for Antioch, where they had originally been commended to the grace of God for the work they had now completed. On their arrival, they assembled the church and gave an account of all that God had done with them, and how he had opened the door of faith to the pagans. They stayed there with the disciples for some time. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Your friends, O Lord, shall make known the glorious splendor of your reign. All your creatures shall thank you, O Lord, and your friends shall repeat their blessing. They shall speak of the glory of your name and declare your might, O God, to make known to men your mighty deeds and the glorious splendor of your reign.
Your friends, O Lord, shall make known the glorious splendor of your reign.
Yours is an everlasting kingdom, your rulers from age to age.
Your friends, O Lord, shall make known the glorious splendor of your reign.
Let me speak the praise of the Lord. Let all mankind bless his holy name forever, for ages unending.
Your friends, O Lord, shall make known the glorious splendor of your reign.
Alleluia. Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Peace I bequeath to you, my own peace I give you. A peace the world cannot give, this is my gift to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You heard me say, 'I am going away and shall return.' If you loved me, you would have been glad to know that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. I have told you this now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you may believe. I shall not talk with you any longer, because the prince of this world is on his way. He has no power over me, but the world must be brought to know that I love the Father, and that I'm doing exactly what the Father told me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In this morning's first reading, we're told that as Paul and Barnabas made their way back through the churches they had founded, they put fresh heart into the disciples, encouraging them to persevere in the faith. We all need encouragement, especially with regard to our faith and our relationship with the Lord. We need to keep putting fresh heart into each other, encouraging each other to persevere in the faith. This is what we find Jesus doing in the Gospel reading. It is the night of the Last Supper. The disciples are feeling discouraged. Jesus says to them, "Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid." He offers them the gift of his peace, a peace the world cannot give. He assures them that although he is leaving them, he will come back to them again in a very short while through the Holy Spirit. The Lord is actively engaged in putting fresh heart into the disciples. We can encourage each other, but the Lord himself is the great encourager. If we turn to him in confident prayer, he will help us to persevere in faith. Let's ask the Lord to hear our particular prayers this morning. We pray for the church, for ourselves, that we may persevere in faith, that we may be encouraged and strengthened through our reading of the scriptures and through our prayer. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for all victims of abuse, that they may find healing and strength. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for those who have asked for our prayers, especially the sick known to us, of our community, of our friends. That God may bring healing and strength at this time. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, hear all our prayers which we make through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen. Oh,
sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy Church.
Receive, O Lord, we pray, these offerings of your exultant Church, and, as you have given her cause for such great gladness, grant also that the gifts we bring may bear fruit in perpetual happiness, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, at all times to acclaim you, O Lord, but in this time above all to laud you yet more gloriously, when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. By the oblation of his body, he brought the sacrifices of old to fulfilment in the reality of the cross, and, by commending himself to you for our salvation, showed himself the priest, the altar, and the Lamb of Sacrifice. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exults in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim.
Sanctus, Sanctus, Sanctus Dominus Deus Sabaoth, plenus sanctae et terra, gloria tua. Hosanna in excelsis.
The fount of all holiness, make holy therefore these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your Church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him,
O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. Amen.
At the Saviour's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say,
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Saviour, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your Church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign for ever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other a sign of peace.
Agnus Dei,
qui tollis peccata mundi, miserere
takes away the sin of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
The world is
look with kindness upon your people, O Lord, and grant, we pray, that those you are pleased to renew by eternal mysteries may attain in their flesh the incorruptible glory of the resurrection, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.